First, let's look at standard of care medical management. First is the use of saline irrigation. And in fact, there is data to show that daily large volume irrigation with saline that is hypertonic can be very efficacious. Those studies have not shown low volume nebulized saline sprays to be very effective. Probably the gold standard here is the role of intranasal corticosteroids. And we have these both as prescription and over the counter, usually used in twice the recommended dose of what we use for allergic rhinitis. In other countries, there are nasal drops available. There is off-label use in the United States of budesonide respules in this particular situation. And then oral corticosteroids, what we call using them for a medical polypectomy. In other words, a short burst to give acute relief for severe blockage and loss of smell. It's very effective, but again, only lasts for a certain period of time. So in fact, it doesn't cure the condition. And in fact, we have to be very concerned with repeated bursts of oral corticosteroids because we can in fact get corticosteroid side effects in the patient. Standard care medical management is generally associated with short-term response, though some patients may get good long-term response, especially patients with mild disease. But unfortunately, we do see a fairly high rate of failure in many of these patients.